Well, hello there. It's Rebecca, aka Mental Girl, here on a Friday, on a really beautiful, wonderful Friday. And if you are new here and you want to know a little bit more information about Mental Girl, go to mentalgirl.com. You can read my blogs and listen to more of the podcasts. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook and just get a feel for what I do. Read my books, of course. I would love that. I have Mental Girl Book 1 and Book 2. And Book 3 is on the way. And if you're a regular here, you know how I roll, so grab your cup and let's get into it. Enjoy the episode. So I woke up from a dream last night, and it just sparked all kinds of stuff for me. So it was, you know, those dreams where you're dreaming about people. They don't look like them, but they are them. And the situation, like, doesn't, you know, you have dreams, or we just gather all this funky stuff. I think most of our dreams are sort of like a Tim Burton movie, but it was really interesting. One of the things that was happening was I fell into an argument with a person and didn't know how I got there. And they were becoming very angry with me, but like sort of ignoring any room for a conversation to find out what went wrong. And I woke up thinking about this, and I thought about just past stuff and also things that I'm working on currently. And just really owning to feel my fabulous. And what I mean by that is all the inner work that I'm doing. Just really feel fabulous. And when those things do come up, and they do, where you have arguments with people and you just don't know how you get into something that's very, it's like old patterns come up, old habits, and you're very frustrated. One of the things that I realized from this dream is I think when we're getting frustrated is, are we doing somebody else's inner work? Or are we wanting them to do ours? And I'll just kind of go into that a little bit more. So let's say, are we wanting other people to do our inner work? And what I mean by that is, you're having an argument with someone and they're not behaving, saying anything that you want them to do. You're very frustrated internally and you're wanting something from them. And instead of asking them for it, whether it's further conversation, whether it's pause, come back to it, whether it's exploring, you know, what's going on here, or just saying to them, I think I have to do some inner work because I'm feeling a lot of feelings here, but I wish you well, so that they're not doing any of your inner work for you. You're doing it all. There's no blame. There's no shame. There's no, you did this to me. Because when I hear myself say that now, I realize no one can do anything to make you behave or act a certain way. They definitely can trigger or spark things and set you off on something. And people can be mean. But when you are in yourself, in your authentic, grounded self, that stuff doesn't really matter. Now, if you're with someone who wants you to do their work, that can get a little frustrating too. And what I mean by that is, if you're having an argument with someone and you ask them, well, what exactly did I say or do to get you this upset? And they can't come up with what it was. Well, I can't remember. I just know you did it. Or if you're really trying to say, listen, I know I'm getting mad, you're getting mad, but I'd really like to resolve this. And they don't want to. And I think that's that they want you to do their inner work for them. They're so frustrated. They can't even think where... you know what I'm saying? They want you to do all the work because it's just too much for them to do it. And that is not our job. And it is very hard to say, I'll come back when you're a little bit more clear. I'll come back when I'm a little bit more clear. I'll come back when maybe we can observe what happened or investigate. And we might actually come up with, you have yours and I have mine and I wish you well. And then you kind of know how this person argues or how this person behaves in a, you know, where you have a situation, you know, that's very frustrating, or you're just disagreeing, and or you're just two different people. You're just two, you do things differently. But again, you know, my dream, I remember the frustration was being shut out. Being shut out and being frustrated and getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And here's where I think that it's a real neat inner care work. Again, Do your work. It's the most empowering thing you can do. You don't always have to discuss with other people. You don't always have to go back and forth with somebody. If something's not going anywhere, if there's some kind of like wedge in it and you can feel it, it's like a tug and pull. It's just really not going anywhere. You know, they have to do their work. You have to do yours. And again, these are all my opinions. This is something that I've sort of come up with for myself. This doesn't mean you don't care about relationships or that you don't want to work them out. But you got to be really clear. You got to get really clear about what do you want from this other person and can they give it to you? And vice versa. What does this person want from you and can you give it to them? And if they can't be clear, if it's all they want you to guess, they're hinting, passive aggressive, sarcasm, all of these things, so that you have to do all of this chasing work, that's just too exhausting. And if you're doing, like if I find myself, you know, getting like, well, they're making me do this and I'm, you know, they're saying and doing things. And I think to myself, you know, that means I've got some inner work to do because to explore. Again, I can come up with ways to ask them, but still, they may still repeat behaviors that annoy me. So my work is to how to ground myself, not to fly off the handle. It's kind of cool. I'm really kind of glad I had that dream. At first, it was really weird. It was just such a familiar feeling. I remember in the dream, too, it was like the wife of the person got involved and I felt ganged up on, which I remember as a kid feeling that way a lot, like the popular kids. It didn't matter if I was right or wrong. Everybody kind of went to the popular kids. Or even today, if people don't know all the situation and for some reason they have more respect for another person and not for me, or they're looking at my old patterns, or again, I'm finding someone who wants me to do all their inner work and it's fun to wind me up. I remember watching my father as a kid get wound up by people. He really got frustrated when he argued. And looking back, if he could have just held on to his power, realizing that they wanted him to do their work and the entertainment of watching him get frustrated took away them having to deal with their anger. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting when we observe ourselves, observe and just take the time to investigate things, not a shame or a blame for ourselves or for the other person, just sort of like a let go and sort of look at it a little bit higher above. With love and compassion and kindness and soft, you know, kind of like soften the edges so that you can get in there. Because you really want to come out with your mental health being stronger. Don't worry so much about them. That's their job. You can do things that if you're feeling stronger and more kind and loving, hopefully that can help as well to the other person and the relationship grows and that's beautiful. But sometimes it's just an inner job and you just kind of got to sit with yourself. So just neat stuff, you know. I'm trying to explore my dreams. I always say it's just my subconscious sort of puking out stuff during the night. And sometimes it's weird and sometimes it's very revealing, just very revealing. So just check things out and keep exploring. So that's my Friday podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, go to mentalgirl.com for more information and to check me out and follow me on Instagram and Facebook. And if you like the things that I post in my podcast, please share them. Word of mouth is great. Spread the mental girl way. Thanks for listening. Till next time.